We've already prayed for Robert Guilford Sr., but I'd like for us to do that again. Some of our viewers may not have been in at the beginning of the program. He's in surgery right now, and hopefully Renee, who is watching from the hospital today, will have a report before we're off the hour of power today. But he's a high risk for this surgery, which is to clean out the carotid arteries, or maybe just one artery. But anyway, doctors are concerned about some complications. And then we want to pray for the family of Virginia Creech, who has gone to her heavenly home. She was 93 years young. Actually, I believe she would have been 93 on July 20th, so she just lacks about a month.
Yes. So, Father, we just give you praise today, Lord, for your love, and we thank you, Father, for Robert Guilford, Lord, and we thank you, God, that you are right there in that surgical room with him, Lord. We thank you that you are guiding the hands of the doctors, Lord, and that you are watching over him. Father, we know, Lord, that they are a bit concerned about complications. And, Father, but we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just take care of everything, Lord, and that you would give a good report, Father, that there would be no complications. In fact, Lord, we pray that, and we decree and we declare it over him, that by faith there will be no complications in this surgery, Father, but that it will go extremely well, and the doctors will just be amazed. But Lord, we will know that it was because of you, and we will give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, and we thank you, God, that you can bring him through this, Lord, and that it would be a complete, successful procedure, and Lord, that he would feel so much better, Lord, and have his health, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we just speak healing and health, complete recovery to him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, God, that you would be with the family of Virginia today. Lord, we hate to lose our loved ones, but Lord, we are so glad for the person that went ahead. Lord, when people know you, Lord, it is a graduation, and it is a loosening of the affairs of this life and the troubles and trials of this earth. Lord, and Father, heaven, compared to what this earth is, Lord, heaven is such a wonderful place. It's a place of release. And Lord, we would not, even though we miss them terribly, and in our emotional realm, Lord, it's hard to go through, Lord, yet we would not have them back to go through suffering like they were before. We would not wish them to live any longer and have to be, you know, in pain and in distress like they were. And so, Father, we release them into your hands. And Lord, we ask that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would come and heal our hearts. Lord, help us to remember all the good times that we had with her, Lord, and let that strengthen us, and let us have let it bring joy into our spirit, even though we miss them. But let that joy of our memories of the time of life that we had with her and all the good that we had with her, let it be a comfort and a strengthening to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, that's how you comfort our hearts when we go through sorrow, Lord. And God, you, Father God, know what it's like, because you sent your son Jesus down here And he went through a terrible death, Lord, for us. And Lord, you had to, you couldn't stand to watch him go through that, so you turned your back. You turned your back where you wouldn't see him suffer. And Lord, so you know what it is. You know the grief it is to see someone suffer and everything. And so, Lord, you know what it's like to lose a member of the family. And so, Lord, that's why you can comfort us so much when we go through grief, Lord, like this. You know just how it feels, Lord. And we thank you, God, that you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And, Lord, we just know that when one of your sons or daughters comes home, that there's rejoicing in heaven. Lord, there's just rejoicing because one made it home and they don't have to go through the cares of this life anymore down here. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have a couple more requests. This one, Vicki Smith asked us to pray for her good friend Marcia, who's having back surgery today, which will take several hours. And then Dorothy Flores asked us to pray for her grandson, who will be in court today, for a crime he did not commit. We just want to pray for justice. She said he actually was in New Mexico when this crime was committed in a different place. And so she just praying, wants us to pray and believe that justice will be served at that time. Yes. Monica.
And Liz Argon asked us to pray for her uncle, who is scheduled for surgery today.
Okay. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up this last request that was just brought first. Father, because the reason is because I don't want to forget it. It was just spoken. I've got the others written down on a piece of paper here. But Lord, we lift up this one, Lord, that is scheduled, that is going through surgery today, Father, and we just ask you, Lord, that that surgery would be successful, Lord, that there would be no complications, and Lord, that his recovery time would be speeded up, Lord, and that we speak health to their body in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord, that you go with us through all of these things, Lord, of this life, all of the cares of our life, Lord. You go with us through them, Lord, and we can cast all of our cares, like we were talking about, on you today, Father. And so we thank you, Lord, for going with him through this surgery, Lord. And we pray for Marcia's friend, Vicki Smith. Okay, Marcia, I got that turned around, Lord. Anyway, pray for Marcia, Lord. And, Lord, that she's having back surgery, Lord, we pray, Father, that you would guide the hands of the doctors, Lord, and give them wisdom, Father. Lord, we speak to her body, Lord, in Jesus' name, that she will do well through this surgery, Lord, and that there would be no complications, Father, and that it would be successful. Lord, that and that her recovery time, Lord, would be faster than normal. Lord Jesus, we just always ask for a supernatural recovery, Father, on people's procedures that they have done, Lord. Father, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for touching her, Lord, and that they will, it will completely be a successful back surgery, Lord, and that she will not have any complications in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Dorothy Flores' grandson. Father, as he's going to court today, Father, we pray for the Spirit of Truth to come, Lord, and to that the truth will come forth, that the truth will be honored, Father, and that justice, correct justice, will be served. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, that you would open the eyes and the ears of the judge and all of the people that are involved in this situation, Lord, and that, Lord, that the truth would be plain to see, Lord, and that, and Father, that it would be proved that he was at another place and it was not him that did this. And I pray, Lord, that he would be completely exonerated of all wrongdoing. Lord, and I pray that the person that was responsible would be found, Lord, and that he would face correction in the way that you deem it, Lord. Because, Lord, as we were just discussing, Lord, we face correction so that it will keep us from going down the wrong road, so that we can go the way that you would have us to go, so that we can have a good life, so that we do not keep injuring ourselves and punishing ourselves by our wrong behaviors and our wrong attitudes, but that we can bring ourselves into line with your will, and that we can reap the good rewards, instead of the bad rewards that we don't want to reap. Nobody likes to reap the bad consequences of their bad choices. But Lord, that's just the way it is. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And if we do not turn from our sin, and if we keep on going the same way, we are making our choice of where we're going to spend eternity. And so, Lord, it's you do us good to correct us and to turn us into a better path where we can spend eternity with you. And that's what we desire for all people. And so, Father, we thank you that the correction of the Lord does us good, Lord. It's just like our children. We correct them because we want them to reap the good. We don't want them to reap the bad. And it's because we do love them, and it's because you love us that you do that. And so, Father, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your forgiveness. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for how you work in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They are our Facebook sponsor. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you'd like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless you. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more. They just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake. Focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
At Bordyce and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarberDysonFord.net.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. And her title for this morning is How to Cast Your Cares on the Lord. Miss Mary, back to you.
Okay. Well, we were talking about receiving the chastening of the Lord with the right attitude and why. It's because he loves us so much. And, you know, a lot of times we as humans, we get in the way of what God is trying to do. And sometimes we try to help God do his job for him. And what I'm talking about is when God is dealing with someone, that is a work done in them by the power of the Holy Ghost in their heart. And we all have a personal relationship with God. And it's God's job to, and I've got written down here, God can be God all by himself.
Come on.
He does not need our help.
Or direction.
Yeah. He does not need us to be his enforcer to others. I'm thinking of a personal situation that happened to me here recently. I was completely just blown off, you know, amazed. We had gone through a time when different people were asked to work with other people, and they were placed underneath different people that they were supposed to work, and so we had like an overseer over us. And so there was this man and this woman, and they had different people that were placed underneath them that they were supposed to oversee. But I was placed underneath somebody else. And I was just happy-go-lucky, you know, and I didn't know anything was going wrong. And all of a sudden, these other two people came to me and said, "We want to talk to you about something." They pulled me aside into a room, and they leveled all of these false accusations at me. And I was just sitting there floored, because I thought, first of all, I'm not assigned to you. You know, I'm not assigned to you. And they were telling me how I was getting out of order. You know, and I thought, to me, I thought, something's wrong here. You know, because you're the one that's out of order, because I'm not assigned to you. And if something was wrong, the person that I was assigned to, they're the ones that should be bringing the correction. But they had not said a word to me. And so, anyway, I just kind of looked at them and I said, well, I said, first of all, I said, let's consider that we should not be ignorant of the devil's devices. You know, and I said, you know, and they said, oh, no. And I said, And so I was just saying, Lord, what do I do? And he said, pray. So, boy, I grabbed their hands and I started praying. And I said, Lord, first of all, I want to submit ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to you and to your authority. And, Lord, we ask you, you know, to take over this situation. We submit to you, and we ask you to help us to walk in love toward one another. Give us more love, because I was struggling. I needed love in my heart right then, you know. So I was praying for me, actually. Lord, I need your love here, you know. I need your love here. So come, you know, give us your love and help us to walk in your love. And, Lord, you go before us and you be the one that brings everything into order and stuff. I can't really remember how I prayed. But that is the best thing that you can do, is just submit it to God, you know, and say, Lord, let your will be done here, and we submit to you, and help us to receive of your grace and your love. And, you know, and so, and then I told him, I said, what you were thinking was happening. I said, this is the first I've ever even heard it. Thought, I said, it didn't even come. What you were saying to me didn't even enter my mind. You know, I said, it didn't even enter my mind. And anyway, so that was the end of that. So anyway, but the enemy brings so many different opportunities to us to get out of character and to get in the flesh and to just deny, you know, and bring back false accusations against other people and stuff to counterbalance. You know, we could have got into a shout, well, look what you're doing. You know, but that's not the way. The way is submission to God and walking in love, because that's the way that we overcome. We show love to one another. And the devil will create situations on purpose and the Lord allows that to happen, because when these things come up, we grow in love and we grow in grace, and we learn how to walk in overcoming victory if we continue to submit ourselves to God. We become winners all the time, and we get stronger. And so, and God loves to see his children get stronger. You know, he had a lot of faith in Job. He bragged to the devil, did you consider my servant Job? Mm-hmm. He said, you do whatever you want to him, he won't fail. And God helped Job, and Job didn't fail, you know. Amen. And just consider sometimes, maybe God's bragging on you. When things come up and you have a chance to, you know, react the wrong way, maybe God has bragged on the devil to you about you to the devil, and he allows that test to show the devil they're an overcomer. They're my child, and they're gonna shine, because I'm gonna work through them, and they're gonna shine, and they're gonna bring glory to my name. Amen. So be encouraged today. Be overcomers and walk in love and walk in peace. And just accept the chastening of the Lord, because He'll do you good. He's got our good, just like our parents, they have our good at heart. And He's the best parent there is.
Great lesson. Thank you so much for coming in, Miss Mary. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Neva Pyatt, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a blessed Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.